For your journey in life, you need direction from the Master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Lord, I will serve you with all of my life, all of my strength, Jesus. You have given me your grace. You give me your voice, I will give you back a song. You have given me a talent, I will bring you back a harvest. Come on, I want us to talk to God. Say, I will supply according to your grace in my life. Manteca Barano Malada Bayada Manana Shabate Kedemedemedemedemedemedi Antokobana Malana Valana Bayada Bagada. Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive the grace to serve you. Thank you for your faithfulness. We give you all the praise in the name of Jesus. For can we raise our right hand? Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask the Lord, we don't disappoint you. Everything you have deposited in our lives, Father Lord, we will refine it and bring it back to you in a better form. As many of us that you give one talent, we will return with two. As many of us that you give two talents, we will return with four. As many of us you give five, we will return with ten. All of us, Lord, will bring you back in a better form. Many of us that have given us voices, Lord, will sing songs of worship. Many people that have talent to create will create things that will honor you. Many of us that are anointed to speak the word will speak the words of honor to your kingdom. In the name of Jesus. And a powerful line said, we'll supply according to the grace that you have given us. Father, Lord, will not function below our capacity in the name of Jesus. If you have given us the capacity of 10,000 mega horse, we'll function at that capacity in the name of Jesus. We refuse to function below where you have placed us. We will supply according to the grace that you have given us. Father, we give you all the praise. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for this month. Thank you for what you are doing. Father, Lord, you told me this morning there will be a lot of encounters in our lives. Father, we ask that, Lord, you honor your word. We pray to everyone connected online, everyone listening, everyone that will listen after, that your breath will come upon them. Let there be living proof that you have spoken to us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to church. Can you celebrate your neighbor? Say welcome. Welcome. You can take your seat. Hallelujah. Can we have somehow arranged so that we'll be together? Please. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm happy to have you in church. Praise God. Oh, you can leave the front. It's okay. I'm happy to have you in church. Praise the Lord. How many of you are happy to be in church? This is November, second Sunday of November already. The year is already ending. But I tell you that everything that God has calculated for you for the year 2020, it will happen. How many of you believe it? NSAS will not stop it. Coronavirus will not stop it. The governor will not stop it. Neither will the president stop it in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm so happy with the testimonies we have from last Sunday service. You know, a proof that God has spoken and we are doing something is the result of it. Is that not true? Is that not? I'm really excited. Praise God. This is our month of encounters. This is our month of encounters, and I'm glad that some of us are having already strange encounters. More are about to happen if only you believe. Are we together? You know, yesterday as I was preaching, when I got home, I got a message from our online, somebody from online. I think I read it for us during the week. Is that right? Who was not here? Let me read it for them so that they will hear. Hallelujah. From somebody that connected online was not live. What about you that is life? Praise God. Now he said, good afternoon, sir. I listened to your sermon this afternoon about encounters. I remember very well during one prayer session. Okay, this was another testimony. Now this one. I was blessed this afternoon after listening to the sermon and prayed the way I haven't done in a while, maybe like never before. I'm trusting God for more encounters with Him that will keep me deeply rooted in my belief, trust and faith in Him. I believe today is the beginning, and I pray that seed sown by this sermon never dies in me, and that my hunger for encounters that keep me on the path of righteousness never die. Praise the Lord. And then he gave order to say that as he was talking, his wife was in the hospital. She was just about to give birth as this message was coming on. Now, if somebody connected on Facebook and have an encounter, how about you that is live receiving the direct word? You should be able to have greater encounters. Is that not true? Every one of us will have something spectacular in this month, especially for today's message. Today's message is a message that I've been wanting to preach this kind of sermon for 2 years ago. Hallelujah. And thank God we are in a timely period. I believe you will have a testimony. Our topic this morning, as I've been saying, is encounters with helpers. Please. I want you to hear me. Open your heart. All together, open your heart very, very well. Encounters with helpers. Can you pray 1 minute and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to be distracted. Speak to my heart. My heart is open to be blessed. In Jesus' precious name. 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 18. 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 18. And then Psalm 30 verse 10. Encounters with helpers. Encounters with helpers. 1 Chronicles 12:18. Hallelujah. The Spirit came upon Amasa. Hallelujah. Who was chief of the captains.
And he said, thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse. Peace, peace be unto thee, and peace be to thine helpers. I declare that everyone helping you so far in your life, that they will experience peace. Everyone that has been of help to you, they will not be cut short. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So I'm starting verse 10. Everyone that has been a source of help to you, they will never be troubled. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Lord, be thou my helper. I want you to know that there is no national budget for your success. How do you get that? You are in Nigeria, of course, you know that the government don't have you at heart. Do you know that by now? Are you aware? That the government don't have you in their budget. If you ever rise, God has to lift you up. If you ever amount to anything in this life, God has to help you. Do you understand, guys? If we will ever become something significant in this life, I'm telling you guys, God has to help us. Because the state don't have a budget for us at all. Even palliatives, they do not give us, not to talk of money that you deserve. Is that not true? The government, federal government, don't have a budget for us at all. When you look at their budget, you know that the citizens are not in their mind. So if you ever become a millionaire, God has to help you. If you ever build a house from foundation to roofing, God has to help you. If you ever buy a car of your own, if you ever marry, to marry is a mega project altogether. God has to help you. Many people are not married because of finances. Is that not true? There are many things. If you ever rise at all, people need to hear your voice somewhere. God has to help you. Today in this morning, the Lord will arise for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Strange help will come your way. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'll give you three definitions of a helper. Now, you know, most of the times, I like people understanding what we are doing first before the result. Why? Because if you understand when the result comes, you can keep it and reproduce it. You understand? Mastery is the ability to reproduce a result again and again. How do you get that? You can get the result by mistake and then you'll never have that kind of testimony again. But when you understand the dynamics behind the mystery of helpers, you can be able to activate helpers anytime you need them. You understand? So that's why the word session is more important than any prayer I will ever pray for you. Open your heart to understand the principle in the word about helpers. Understand who is a helper. How can I discern a helper? When you understand these things, your life will not be driven. See, most of all, when we say your destiny helper, you are thinking about somebody coming and depositing 7 million in your account. That is not what we mean by helper. You are thinking about somebody calling you from Lagos and saying, move to Lekki now, I have a house for you. No, that is not a helper. Are we together? So you need to understand who is a helper. Are we together? How do I discern a helper around me? How do I activate the ministry of helpers? So the first definition of a helper is someone that is placed by God in your life to offer you assistance, to offer you backup, to offer you succor. Hallelujah. Somebody placed by God in your life to offer you what? Assistance, to offer you backup, to offer you succor. The Bible says there was a time David was almost killed and then one of his soldiers succor him. Hallelujah. Succored him. Now, there are people that God placed in your life to help you, to assist you. Remember in Genesis chapter 2 verse 18, the Bible says, when you look at Adam, he says, it's not good that this man be alone. Let me give him a helper. How do you get that? To assist him with the work. Hallelujah. Many of us are into something that needs assistance. Is that not true? Today, assistance will come for you. Number two definition is a helper is somebody. Now, I'm trying to define who is a helper. Is that right? To number two, a helper is someone placed by God. Now, mark the statement placed by God, not by man, not by your parent, not by the situations altogether. It is God that placed them in your life to contribute your life in a profitable way. God placed them in your life to positively contribute your life altogether in a positive way. There are many people that contribute to people's life, but in a negative way. Is that not true? Now, there are people that God has intentionally put in your life that they will contribute your life in a positive way. Now, positive way doesn't want that to do with giving you money or other things. Anything that is positive, an advice, a counsel, or something like that. Are we together? Now, God placed them strategically in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then finally, a helper is someone that bonds with you and render help to overcome strong situations. 1 Chronicles chapter 19 verse 12. When you're in the midst, or Acts chapter 26 verse 22. Somebody that forms a bond with you to render you help to overcome strong situations. You are in a difficult scenario, a difficult case. You're in a quagmire. You need help. And then somebody come and join force with you. And then you overcome it. That is a helper. Are we together? You are in a cross point of a life where you need a job, where you need some, and then somebody come and join force with you. And you said, somebody that come and join force and bond with you to render help to overcome strong situations. Now many of us and all of us have strong situations in our life. Is it true? But I pray that after this word, God will raise someone. As a matter of fact, they are already there. So that you have not known them. Or you have not called them forth. All together. You know, I always say that every prayer you will pray, the prayer you will pray tomorrow, God has answered it already. Hope you know that. The prayer you pray December 31st, God has answered it already. All we need to do is to learn how to receive them. And then to activate them. Do you understand? The anointing that the Adeboye and Benihin carry, all of them are inside you. Hope you are aware. It's the Holy Spirit that is in them. The Holy Spirit is in you. It's one Holy Spirit. Just that you have not activated it the way they have. Do you understand that? Just that you have not yielded the way they have. Just that dimension has not been activated. Praise the Lord. Help will come for you in every strong situation in your life. Somebody will come to bond and join force with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now we have some truth about helpers that I want you to know. No means we say deep truth. Hallelujah. We have some truth that I want you to understand, and they're very, very basic. The first thing is that men are beings of relationship. We are naturally wired to relate. Hallelujah. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 10, let's have it on screen. Men are beings of relationships. We are generally wired to relate. All of you that say, all I need is you, Lord. Lord, give me you. Everything else can wait. You see, Adam had God. Adam had God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit all together in his fullness. True or yes? Is it true? You're not answering me. Is it true? But God, it was not even Adam that noticed. God himself noticed that Adam was alone. Is that not true? He needed a human being to relate with. Praise God. There is a stage that you get to as a lady. That all your female friends will not feel at ease with them again. You need a baritone voice, a male voice to relate with. There is a thing we call as a brother, all the females, all the sisters here, you not be comfortable. You need a lady that you can really relate with. Because that is the way we are naturally wired. You understand what I'm talking about? Yes. The Bible says, woe to him. Okay. And the Lord God said, it's not good that man should be alone. That means it is bad for a man to be alone. Is that not true? I will make him and help meet for him. And then in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 10, the Bible says, woe to him that is what? Alone. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 10. For now, from verse 9 says, two are better than one. Is that true? Then verse 10 says, for if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. Then he said, woe. That means it is a curse for anybody that is alone. Because if he falls, nobody else will help him rise. Do you understand that? It is a curse to be alone, to stand as an island. We are created to be relational beings. You help someone, somebody help you. Is that not true? You assist somebody because when you fall, you need somebody to rise. Every top businessman have fallen one or two times. Hope you know that. Some people fall seven times, but they rose again. It's not how far you rise. They said that it's how far you bounce back that matters, not how far you fall. Is that true? So you need, we are made to relate. So in case you think you don't need helpers, you are deceiving yourself because you are made to relate, to help somebody. And then somebody else will help you. All together. Number two, I want you to understand is that men have deficiencies. And then connecting with somebody will help you solve your deficiency. Like we look at that very well in the conference. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 16. And then 1 Corinthians 13 verse 9. You have deficiency. You don't have it all together. All together. When you relate with somebody, somebody will help you solve your deficiency. The wealthiest man in the world needs somebody to drive him or somebody to help him cook for him. Is that not true? Bill Gates is an internet or a software wizard. But he needs somebody to design his clothes for him. He is not a good designer. Is he a good designer? No, he's not. So as good as he is in one area, he needs somebody to help him in another. So you see that you are not sufficient. Your body is all rounded. You can just have an information or a sight of all things, but you need help in another area. So you discover that you must open yourself to receive help from others. Is that not true? Number three, I want you to understand quickly is that who you have at your service affects your rising and your result. Now, in 2 Samuel chapter 16 verse 6 and then 2 Samuel chapter 21 from verse 15 to 17. Hallelujah. The Bible is talking about the mighty men of David. Who you have at your service determine your rising. All together. Who you have to help you. Now, if you pick your phone, praise God. See, if you pick your phone and there's nobody you can call and say, please, I need 1 million naira, please, by Monday, by before 8 a.m. And you get it. That means you have a level of help. All together. It will affect your rising. But in case you have people that can call, please, I need 10 million tomorrow morning. Okay, which time? And you have, you see that your level of result will be different from somebody that all his phone is only a recharge card. Oh, boy, please send me 200 recharge card. See what I'm talking about? So who you are connected with affect your rising. If you are connected to Donald Trump, your rising will be different from somebody connected to Buhari. Hope you know that. Different from somebody connected to Mugabe. Who you are related with affect you. So whosoever is helping you affect your rising. If somebody from a local government is helping you, that's a local government chairman, the best he can take you is a local government because you cannot give what you don't have. If he's a governor, the best he can influence you is in this state or call another governor to fix you somewhere. If he's a president, he can give you a federal appointment or call another president to help you. Is that right? Now, if it is God, that means the ultimate help. There is nothing he cannot do for you. He will take you beyond the continent. Praise the Lord. So that is why your help must look up to God this morning, and I believe it will come for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, no one promotes and exalts himself alone. Somebody has to lift you up. In Proverbs 27 from verse 2, and then Proverbs 25 verse 27, the Bible says, it is vain for a man to seek his glory. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 26 verse 15, nobody promotes himself. If you are a music artist, when you produce your album, hallelujah, I will say, let another man praise you. So just imagine, after I preach, I carry my message, I took my message, and I listened to them, and I sat down, and I'm saying, Apostle Jotham, you are anointed. This message was powerful. Wouldn't you think something is wrong with my head? Is that not true? Somebody have to be the one to say that. No, let another man praise you and not your own mouth. A stranger and not thy own lips. When you record a song, when you uploaded your song on the internet, then you now go back and then stop everybody from downloading, and then you're the one downloading. Was that what you did? No. People have to download. Or then you are the one you use after producing the album, you are the one buying the cassette alone. You are the one buying it. No. People have to buy for you to rise. Is that not true? You cannot lift yourself. Somebody has to declare that you are now the president of America. Somebody has to declare you are now the king of Israel. Somebody will have to say, now rise. Do you understand, guys? You cannot lift yourself up. Somebody has to help you up. You cannot promote yourself. It is only one man that did it. That is Idi Amin, Marshal of Uganda. And he could not succeed because he was even banished. You cannot promote yourself in your office. Are we together? So you must understand that you need somebody to lift you up. You need somebody to exalt you. Now, Vicky was saying that people recommend and then people from people she doesn't know. That is the way it's happened. Somebody speaks for you, somebody talks for you at the gate, and then you are rising. Are we together? Just one recommendation somewhere has changed your status for life. So you need somebody. You cannot promote yourself. I cannot promote myself in a program. I saw when we were having a conference, a lot of our statues, expect this, come, there will be a blast, get why, be there. Is that not true? I was not the one doing it all together. All of us, we promoted it, and then people came. Nobody can lift himself. Even if you are beautiful, somebody has to tell you are beautiful. Is that not true? So we all need helpers. Number 15, the 15 I want to understand is that you must acknowledge the ministry of helpers and trust in men, but according to God's system. One, what I mean by that is, when you have Psalms 118 verse 8, when you are looking at the ministry of destiny helpers, that doesn't mean that you are not looking up to God altogether. It is a system that God has placed. The Bible says, It is better to what? Trust in the Lord than what? To put confidence in men or man. 1 Samuel chapter 9 verse 16. You know, in Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 5, the Bible says, cursed is he that trusts in man. Have you seen that scripture before? The Bible put a curse on anyone that trusts in a man. Which one do we have up screen? Jeremiah 17:5 or 1 Samuel 9 verse 16. Yes. Tomorrow about this time, I will send thee a man out of the... Now, these are people that cried up to God. But when they cried up to God, God did not land with cherubim and fire in his nose. He sent what? A man. Do you understand me now? For many of us that say, Lord, it's only you that can help me. Yes, it is only God that will help you. But when God wants to help you, you will not see a bag of money in your room. When you wake up in the morning, you see a bag of money, golden color, and then there is pearls around it. And then you hear music in your room. And then when you open, you saw money, 100,000 naira. That's not the way God will do it. God will give you the money through somebody. Do you understand, guys? God will give you the money through somebody. So acknowledging the ministry of helpers doesn't mean you are not looking up to God. But you are looking up to them. You are looking up to God and understanding that he will bless you through men. Are we together? Now don't forget that God doesn't help men to do evil. Or God doesn't help evil. In Job chapter 8 verse 20. God doesn't help people to do evil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you have ever had the armed robbers pray before they go for armed robbery? Have you had stories like that? And then they believe that they are preserved by God. Let's read it in the Bible. Behold, God will not cast away a perfect man. Neither will he what? Are you seeing that at all? Neither will he what? Come on. Do you believe the Bible? Now, many of them say that God was the one keeping them, but it was not God. It was not that God did not want to expose them, or the devil didn't want to expose them. Do you understand me now? God will never help evildoers. Many people are doing expo and they pray that, Lord, may they not catch me. And they were never caught. The problem is that it was not God that protected them. The devil didn't just want to expose them or something like that. But it was not God that preserved them. Many people want to fornicate and they pray that, Lord, may I not contact HIV. It was not God that is keeping you from catching HIV. So that God did not, maybe the devil didn't want to give you HIV or something like that. God never support, help evildoers. You must know that. Do you understand me now? People that pray for armed robbery, they don't get their protection from God at all. Unless if the Bible is lying. Do you understand me? God doesn't help evildoers. So anybody killing or doing something like that is not God that is helping. The devil is the one helping them. Hallelujah. Now with this basic truth, how will you know a helper? Now, after giving you these tips, some of us here, your helpers is in this service. Do you understand me now? Some of you, your helpers are right in. Some of you have passed them several times without knowing that this is the person that God has sent to help me. Are we together? So how will you know a helper? The first thing is that somebody that has sincere, genuine, and clean passion for your progress. Somebody that has sincere, genuine, and clean passion for your progress. Hallelujah. In 1 Samuel chapter 18 from verse 4, 1 to 4 is the story of David and Jonathan. When they met Jonathan, and then 1 Samuel chapter 18 from verse 1 to 4. And then 1 Samuel chapter 19 from verse 1 to 7. And then 1 Samuel 20 from verse 2 to 5. When David and Jonathan met, there was this connection. Are we together? David wouldn't have ascended the throne if not for Jonathan. Is that true? He was the one, his father wanted to, just imagine, think about it. You are the next president officially. And then your friend, you notice that he was supposed to be the one that was supposed to be the president. You kukuma help your father to assassinate him. It's not true. You help your father to assassinate him. But Jonathan preserved, protected, and genuinely protected the Israel of David. Now, if you ever know somebody that cares about your well-being, sincerely from their heart, you can see that this person really wants you to succeed. Your father, your mother, your neighbor, your teacher, anybody like that. That is a helper. Are we together? From the depth of their heart, they want you to succeed. Now, when you see somebody like that, mark the person. This is helper number one. Do you understand that? Number two, somebody that has untempered or no ulterior motive or negative attachment when he's helping you or when he's supporting you. He doesn't have an ulterior motive, a negative attachment to help. Are we together? He doesn't have his motivation for help doesn't have is turned to it. In Proverbs 10 verse 22, the Bible says, the blessing of the Lord is maketh rich and added no sorrow. Is that not true? But the devil also blesses. As a matter of fact, the top five Forbes people are not believers. The richest men in the world are not believers. Hope you know that. They're not believers. The devil also leads people. But the problem is that their blessing comes with sorrow. In Genesis 32 verse 20, let's read that. Genesis 32 verse 20. I want you to see something. Genesis 32 verse 20. It's a story of Jacob when he was about to meet Esau. He said that, and say he moreover, behold, thy servant is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the present that goeth before me. Are we together? And afterward, I will see his face. Peradventure, he will accept of me. I've heard of people that somebody paid their school fees, after paying the school fees, and he wants to sleep with her. Is it not true? He's helping her, but he has a reason for that help. When you find somebody like that, that is not a helper. Hallelujah. When you have somebody that has a negative attachment to a help, like when he's helping you, it's so that when you become somebody tomorrow, you also sort him. Praise God. That is not a helper. Or that is not a helper. Clean motive. When he gives you something, he doesn't expect anything back. Do you understand me now? When a bank give you a loan, is that help? That is business. Because they're expecting a profit back. Come on, is that not true? Yes. But somebody that doesn't have a negative, the reason why he's helping you is so that you will rise. All along, his mind is on you. Are we together? No negative motion, no negative, no, the truth is, that's what the Bible says, be careful from who you collect gift from. Especially sisters. When you collect often from a man, it weakens your defenses. It's a fact. When you collect from a man often, it weakens your defenses. The day you say, all right, it's pay time. It will be difficult to say no. Is it true, sisters? It'll be difficult. Ah, I thought they would never answer. Thank God they say yes. Because it's a fact. That is why if you're not ready for to go all the way, restrict what you receive. Because when you notice that a guy has, you know, there's a way you can know a guy that has an ulterior motive. You know what he's looking for. You will know. When you notice that, that is not a helper. I will get that. What has an ulterior motive? Hallelujah. And then some people receive help. After a while, you will not encounter those people in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three. Somebody that is willing to go the extra mile for your advancement. Number one, I said, is somebody that has sincere, genuine passion for your progress. That is a helper. Number two, is somebody that has untempered motive for helping you. Somebody that doesn't have a negative attachment for helping you. Somebody that doesn't have an ulterior motive for helping you. Are we together? Number three, is somebody that is willing to go an extra mile for your advancement. In Matthew 27 verse 32, we read about somebody that helped Jesus with the cross. Are we together? And then Acts chapter 15 verse 26, the Bible says these are people that hazarded their lives for you. Philippians chapter 4 verse 15 to 16, Apostle Paul was talking about people that went again and again to give him. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. There are people that don't mind going hungry for you to have food. That is a helper. It can be your mother. Hallelujah. It can be your father. It can be anybody. Hallelujah. I remember I just remember this story. My mom graduated at, she retired as level 15. Is it 15 or 16? Which is the highest level? 15, right? Okay, 16. Then 17 is appointment, right? Then she retired as 16, yes. She had a lot of money. Her juniors had cars. Her junior had a lot of things. But what they did was they invested in our academies. I think I'm the only one that don't have a master's because I wasn't interested. They wanted me to go. They were willing to spend anything for academies. She was telling me a story that get me crying every time. That is why I vowed to dress my mom. So that was the day she worked. She went to work. She was not having a good shoe. She was only having slippers at level 14 or 15 like that. Yes. Because all the money she had, we went to the schools that lecturers today we are not going to. They wanted us to go to the best of the best. Are we together? But they didn't want me to go to a government university. They wanted me to go to a private university. They wanted the best for us. She said that when she went, she had to pretend as if she's limping. Because somebody like that should not be wearing slippers to work. She was that kind of sacrifice. People that will like to starve so that you will go far. That is a helper. When you ever see somebody that doesn't mind trekking so that you will ride or pay your transport and then you will trek. That is a helper that you should never joke with. Come on, are we together? Now recognize anybody that can want to go any extra mile for your sake. Doesn't mind sacrificing his phone for you so that he'll be able to get messages or download or any sacrifice. Willing to give you his laptop and you will stay with that laptop. Willing to give you his bag or willing to assist you in any way and then he will stay without those privileges. When you meet anybody like that, that is a helper. Now in these 4 things I've mentioned already, who have seen helpers in their life? How many of you have noticed that you have met a lot of helpers? Now number 5. I'm still giving you signs of helpers. Number 5. People of integrity in your life. People of morality. People of strong spiritual convictions. Those people are the best helpers you ever have. Hallelujah. People of what? Integrity. People of morality. When you have people that have strong biblical spiritual convictions, they may not give you, but they will help you to rise. Do you understand me now? In 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 38, the Bible mentioned the people that came to help David. Said they were men of a perfect heart. They were men of war and they were men that could keep their ranks. Are we together? Proverbs 19 verse 1. Proverbs 19 verse 1. Hallelujah. Proverbs 19 verse 1. Better is it to be poor, or better is the boy that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Hallelujah. Look at people around you that have solid character. People about you that are moral. When you suggest about seeing a girl at night, they say, no, it's not good. What would people think? People that give you sound moral advices. How do you hear that? When you have a friend that is spiritual, have fire, that is a destiny helper, you must know. Hallelujah. He may not be giving you money, but he will save you from a lot of things that will cost you money. Do you understand what I said? He may not give you money, but what? He will save you from what will cost you money. So, people around you, if you have a friend that has integrity, stick to him, he's a helper. If you have a friend that has strong moral values, stick to them, they are helpers. Altogether, when you have people around you that have strong spiritual convictions, stick to them, they are helpers. They will help you rise. And then number 6, spiritual authorities in your life. They are one of the best helpers you will have. In 1 Timothy 1 verse 2, Paul and then verse 18, Paul was always consistently calling Timothy my son. He imparted graces to him, imparted virtues to him, announced him and rose him up in the apostolic cadre. Are we together? Praise God. In 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 35 and 1 Samuel 16 verse 1, I was talking about Samuel and King Saul. When Saul fell, he prayed for him, hallelujah, and then helped him. Now, a lot of the spiritual authorities you have, let me tell you something about spiritual authorities. If you have a true spiritual authority, and that's basically an authority in your life, God will always speak to you or to them about you. Do you understand? Yes. Always. Especially he has opened his heart to you, or you have opened his heart to him, God will talk to them about you. When you want to make a wrong decision, they will call you. Well, somehow they will know about you. They are the one that will always prophesy, now is your time to rise. And you will rise. Are you hearing me at all? Bible says, believe in your God and you will be established. And then what? Believe in his prophet and you will prosper. Your pastor or anybody around you that is a spiritual authority has the capability to make you rise up in life. They may take you to places that have never been to. Hope you know that. Are you aware at all? They can speak things into your life. They may not be manifesting their life, but they have the ability to, you know, Apostle Simon always said they are king makers. They themselves, they are not kings, but they can make you a king. I want you to hear that. So be careful of your spiritual authority because they are helpers of your destinies. That's what we call, I remember one time when God told me that's what we call post healing. Like, you are not yet sick, but they can kill that sickness in the future. Do you understand me now? They can declare that your paths are ordered. Like I said, I remember when I was still in NCCF, my talking about telling me a story of somebody in his church that was traveling to Lagos or something like that for a wedding. And then only one of them, when I met the pastor, said, sir, I'm traveling. Then the pastor said, go and return. So that they were in a car accident, like in Cotton Calvi here. considering happen around here. You know that double lane road, Akotankafi? It was just swerving on this side. That was how the car swerved. Everybody in that guy, car died. Only that guy that the pastor said, go and return, was the one that came out alive. And my story of Dr. Paul, and then she said that one woman was about to travel out of the country, and then she came and met him. Then he told her, I will see you when you return. She said that the plane, the engine, first engine, two engine, all of them fell. It was the pilot has announced plane crashed. Do you understand me now? She said that miraculously, that even when the pilot, when he came down from the plane, they had to admit him because of the shock of the experience. Then, one, she did not come back and tell Dr. Paul Lynch, thank you. She didn't even come and testify. Then 1 year later, exactly the same day, around 1 a.m., she had a dream. An angel of the Lord came to her and spoke to her. He said, 1 year ago, when you are traveling, your pastor prayed for you and God sent us to protect you in that plane. And then you came back. It is exactly 1 year and you have not even gone to thank him. That was when she woke up. She woke up sweating. That was when she came to him and apologized. But the fact is that your spiritual authorities can call people into your life. Do you understand what I'm talking about? They can call people into your life. They can cause you to be married. They can cause the man. There are people that, you know, there is a way, just like a native doctor can call business people that go to them. What do you know they do that? They do that. They plant charm in their shop and then people just come to the shop even if they don't like it or not. Is that right? That is the way it happens. That is the way a spiritual authority can make people, the right people to come to your life. They can make you to get the contract that you should get. Do you understand me now? They can make your name to be picked in the midst of a crowd. Have you ever seen an application before at all? When you see 15 million people applying for a job and they needed 150 people. The secretary or the person employing can walk to those files and then pick one at the center and then give you the job. Have you ever had testimonies like that? It happens. So spiritual authorities are one of the helpers that God has sent to us. Praise the Lord. And then finally, a sign of a helper is a valid family relation, a friend, a neighbor, or a colleague in the offices. In Luke chapter 1 verse 36, and then Esther, it was actually Mordecai that helped Esther to become who Esther is. True of us. You know, because of Mordecai, was she ever near that place? Come on guys, was she ever near there? Esther chapter 2 from verse 5 to 10, he took her, dressed her, gave her another name, told her how to behave in the palace. When you go to the palace, don't tell them you are a Jew. Behave like you are one of them. She wouldn't have reason. So some of us, your helper is in your brother. Your brother may be your helper. Your sister, but because you have never acknowledged them, that could be somebody that could help you. See, Shekinah Encounter Center, one of the best things that God has given us. If you check our bank statement, as a church, 70 to 80% of money that comes to this ministry, 70 to 80% are from my family members. Yes. My biological mom pay her tithe to this church. I know three of my siblings consistently pay their tithe to the church. That is why we are not under financial pressure. Why? Because a family, that is why you must, somebody from your family can help you. And you must be humble to admit it. Now, the strange thing was, I never asked them for it. My sister was actually the one that started. She said that she just felt she should be sending her tithe to us. Then my mom said, how to, she was led like that. Then the rest joined. That's why I said, God has to be the one to do them. So somebody in your family can be your helper. Your uncle, your auntie, your relation, your neighbor can be your helper. I hope you know that. A colleague in the office can be the help you are leading all this while. So I've given you several ways to recognize helpers. Look at them. Analyze the people around you. You will be able to know who is a true helper. Is it true? Sorry, I didn't tell you one. How many did I give you? Six, right? Yes, I have seven here. Yes, the seventh one is that truthful reviewers, truthful correctors, truthful instructors, and truthful counselors. People that can review you, people that can instruct you, people that can correct you, people that can counsel you. That is a big helper, but most of us will not like those ones. Is that not true? Is that not true? In Exodus chapter 18, was talking about how Moses was helped by his father-in-law to avoid death for nothing. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 2 verse 11, the same thing. Proverbs 17 verse 17. You see, somebody that is willing, people will always like people that chant praises to them. And then they will hate people that correct them. You know, that is why children like their grandparents, because grandparents don't correct children. Is that not true? Everything the child does is good. So, but his father will sort him because he said, this is my son. So they will always go to the ground, I like granny, I like granny, or they will like their uncle because their uncle doesn't flog them. But their father will sort them. But the Bible says that the end, anybody that corrects you, the end, you will thank him than the person that gave you flattery. Do you have friends around you that can look up to your eyes and say, Moyo, this your clothes is not correct, don't wear it. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Can people you're that can look at you and say, Moyo, this place you are going to, don't go there. People that can look at your ministration after a while and say, you tried. God, God will bless. They will let you soak off first. Then after, when they meet you, well, the way you did, you are too proud. You should have said this. How about come? The way you are saying, people will think you are proud. There are words to use. Do you have people that can look up to you and correct you? Hope you know that's a helper. You don't like this one. You don't like the seventh one. Somebody that can correct you. Bible says the rod of correction is what make a child. Bible says foolishness is bound in a child. If you don't correct him, you rise. You know, you may think you're at your best, not knowing that you flop up. Have you ever ministered before and you thought you blasted everywhere? And then when you came there, you discovered that you did nonsense. It has never happened to you before. That happened to you, right? And when you were on stage, you thought you're on top of the world. But when you came down and then you washed yourself, you could not believe it's you. That means you need somebody that will look up to you and tell you this thing is wrong. If you don't have them, you will never rise. Because the truth is that you will be corrected. You need to be corrected. Something happened last year, July, when we had a conference. I was preaching like my usual way. I have introduction and then truth about. Then I was rushing the introduction, rushing the basic. I wanted to get to the body of the message. My elder brother, my immediate elder brother, was in the conference last day, July, here. So after the conference, he said that what you did was bad. Now I was the apostle. When I called for prayer in that service, he came and knelt down and I prayed for him, laid my hands on him. But you see, when he came and said that what you did is wrong, that when you are preaching, somebody's word can be in the introduction while you are rushing to the middle, and then his word, he doesn't have anything in the middle. Does that make sense or not? Who of you have been blessed by the first step and you felt like, you know, that after the phase of the conference, you felt the conference will end? Me, in my mind, I may be thinking it's the second day that will be fire to fire. So, somebody's word can be in the introduction, but I am rushing to the body, and then he will not even be blessed by anything I will say in the body. Now, he corrected me. It will be tantamount to madness for me to say, no, I'm the apostle. Do you know ministerial homiletics? Do you know hermeneutics? Do you know how to preach? I know what to preach. I took the correction, and henceforth, I am everywhere became important to me. Now, they download my messages and listen to them. And then, I was faster before like this. True for David, I used to be faster than this. Even when there's no faster, yeah. They download our messages, and then when they call me, my sister said, apostle, I want to tell you something. Hope you will not be angry. I say, why would I be angry? That when you are preaching, you need to be fast. Can you slow down so that people can be able to write? That I used to be fast. Now, wisdom will tell me that I should take that correction and calm down, because the aim of preaching is for people to hear, not to be talking like a fast-forwarded tape. No. The aim is that people understand, right? Now, imagine if I don't have people that can look up to me and correct me like that. I'll be preaching and thinking I'm a man of fire, and people are not getting blessed at all. And I'm not rising at all, because I will not rise. Because the people that will listen to the message the first time, after that they will not listen to it again. One of our live streaming, I remember one of the early days, we had almost, the streaming, the people with the views were high. After that service, I was excited. I said, Jesus Christ, so people can connect to us like this. After Reverend Tom called me and said, oh man of God, that was great. But the quality was low. I said, he's man of God, what is it now? See? Wisdom will tell me to listen. Somebody should be able to look up to you and correct you. If you don't have anybody like that, you don't really have helpers. Altogether. So that person that is correcting you is not your enemy, is your helper. Tell your neighbor, that person you'll be angry at is helping you. Don't be fooled. Hallelujah. Everybody clapping for you every time, every time, every time. That deceivers. You know, I was telling Mint the other time. I wanted to do something. There are many times I came up to Mint. I said, okay. In fact, I wanted to buy, let me tell you one of the examples. I said, Mint, we have the money now. I've even called them from Kaduna. Let's get double subwoofers. Let's get it. Let the sound be bigger. See, Mint said, do we really need it now? Can't we save the money for something else? I felt bad. Right outside there. But I like it. When I went back later, I thought, I said, yeah, it's true. You know, when he said it immediately, I just said, okay, yes, we'll not buy it. Because I am somebody that is open to correction. I may be just into it, because we don't really, the sound is enough, this place is really small. If we have over, everybody will be choked over here. Is that not true? I have to listen. Just imagine I have a yes person, because he's like a secretary. Anytime I say move left, yes, left, yes, yes. When you have yes, yes people around you, always, you will always be deceived. They should be able to give you honest reviews respectfully. She started talking about that, all. Yes. Every time after the conference, I should have somebody that will say, okay, we can improve on this on the next conference. Is that not true? Yes. So the person correcting you is not your enemy, it's a real helper. So 7 ways to know a helper. The first is sincere people. All the 7 of them, sit down and then write the names of your friends. And then if they mark the helpers, are we together? And then begin to treat them differently, you discover that your name will rise. Few people will ever release one account of 7 billion to your account. You have to rise gradually. And then knowing these things, we know that people that are truly there to help you. Are we together? Now, how do you respond to helpers? Now you have recognized Moyo is a helper. Are we together? How do you respond to her? When you found out that this person is my helper. The first thing is that appreciate and value their help. Appreciate their input. Appreciate and value their what? Help. 2 Samuel chapter 9 verse 1. Or just put Daniel chapter 2 verse 49. Hallelujah. People that help you, appreciate them. Every ministry that doesn't appreciate the church workers will definitely go down. Hope you know that. Is it true? Koinonia have what we call workers appreciation dinner. The reason why we started buying gifts for people that are personal is because they are union members and then they have worked in the church. Is that not true? Bible says, and Daniel requested of the king and he said, Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego helped Daniel to pray when he received the vision, and then when the king lifted him up, he talked to the king for them and then they were risen up. Appreciate and value what? Their input. Is that not true? Come on, is that not true? How many of you have I appreciated you before here? Have I told you thank you before? Like really? Yes. Because I value what you do. You should be able to, don't, even if, you know, they say it is wrong for a man when the wife cooked the food that you are the one that bought, not to say thank you. You bought the ingredient, bought the food, gave her the money, it's your house, you are paying the rent. You are poor, you are the one that bought it. But when she cooked, you should say what? Cook my one, cook it if you want. She said, I slept hungry because no wife to cook. I had the food in the room. Is that not true? Why didn't I cook? So when I have somebody that is cooking, I should be able to what, say thank you. Is that not true? So appreciate when you see a helper. See, let me tell you something. The way to keep a door open is appreciation. Learn to say thank you multiple times. Do you hear what I said? I wish you could hear this one. Learn to say thank you how many times? Multiple times. Multiple. Everyone that always receives, see, people like to be said thank, appreciated. Hope you know that. Who doesn't like to be appreciated here? You know, you are humble. I don't like it when people say thank you for me. Don't thank you. Other people, they say, God, glory to God. It's a lie. It's a lie, my brother. In their heart, they are happy because they have to form as if they are Christians. But they are grateful they are saying thank you. It's not true, guys. It's a lie. We know them. They are in their heart of heart, they are grateful and saying thank you. They will do something for you so that you say thank you again. Praise God. So when somebody do something to you, say thank you what? First time you say thank you is not enough. FaceTime is courtesy. Re-forward a message. Are we together? There are people that when you see them, send them a message and say, thank you for seeing me. The person, this person has a different understanding. He value my time. He will send for you again. Do you understand that? When people do this for you, as a matter of fact, instantly, thank you. Not as a way you can say thank you and the person know you mean thank you. And the way you can say thank you, no, this person is just saying professional thank you. Let the person know you value what he did for you. He will want to do another one again. I'm telling you. Some of the doors that have closed in your direction was because you are not appreciative enough. If you were enough, they would say thank you. You know, people send me money, or if you have ever blessed me, I will tell you thank you official. There is an official thank you, and I will send you a message back to say thank you. It's true, because I will not say I'm an apostle because I pray for you and then you gave me money. No, we have kept the money. There are many men of God, you can give them that money. Hope you know that. Yes. You see, you pour and say thank you. Appreciate people. You will never lack helpers. See, if help, according to Makandua, anybody that has helped you was not meant to help you once. Everybody that has helped you, but was not meant to help you once. But because you could not remain, you couldn't keep the door open. That was why that door closes towards you. Praise God. Yes. There are people, I still thank them for what they did for me 15 years ago. Till today, I thank my NCCA president for making me a president. Last month, I was standing in the secretary, thank you for making me NCCA Kogi's president. He said, no, it was God that did it. I said, well, who? I didn't see God in Asaya. It was you I saw. That is the truth. Did I see in Jamaica? I didn't see it was Gideon still what I saw. And he made me the president. I should tell him thank you for life. Is that not true? People that have ever imparted me, Samuel O'Leary, all of them, I don't say it in my heart. I verbalize it so that they know I am grateful. And I talk about them, I mention their names. So anyone that has helped you, thank them. You will keep on receiving help from them. Are we here? 1,000 naira a lot. Appreciate the person as if it was 10,000 naira. Let the person feel embarrassed with thanksgiving. I gave you 1,000 naira. Thank you like this. After I went, thank you so much, sir, for the money you sent that way. Sincerely, it was timely. I'm telling you, he will send again. Try this trick. Hear me? Try this trick. It will work. Hallelujah. I've noticed if you're in love or something like that, notice something that the person did for you and say thank you. The person will want to do it again. Because he wants to hear that thank you always, always. Number two, how to relate to help us is never reward their labors with pain and sorrow. Psalms 35 verse 12. Just write the text down. Psalms 35 verse 12. Never reward their labor, their help in your life with sorrow and pain. Psalms 109 verse 5. And then Proverbs 17 verse 13. You can put any of them on screen. Psalms 35 verse 12. Psalms 109 verse 5. Proverbs 17 13. 2 Chronicles 24 22. Which one do we have on screen? Bible says, and they have rewarded me evil for good. Have you seen that? And hatred for my love. Can you put Proverbs 17:3? Proverbs 17:13. Many people have helped other people and then the people rewarded them with evil. Now let's read this one together. 1, 2, 3, go. 1, 2, 3, go. Can you see that? Like Kelechi was talking about on Friday. Is it Friday morning? He was talking about leadership of an orangu. No, it's an orangu. Somebody that betrays, or somebody, an absolute, or somebody that just, after years of investment, after years of sacrifice, you now look right behind and bite the finger that fed you. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Somebody picked you up. Somebody recommended you. Somebody lit you up. I have somebody close to me telling me her dad introduced the guy that connect and he was sacked. He brought his cousin to the job and gave him the job. It was the cousin that went and told the boss and connived and he was sacked. There are many people, I have heard of many times, some people are careful about help. I have heard people that they saw somebody stranded in the road and they took the person to their house and then before they woke up in the morning, the things in their room are stolen and the guy has gone. Some people, I heard a student, when lecturers were coming out of the campus, they would give them lift. And then the student would steal things in their house. Some lecturers would not even carry lift again. Some people don't take leave because of the kind of experiences they have had. Hope you know that. Sometimes when you see some people don't help you, you don't know what they have gone through. You come and say it's best not even to do it. Some people have heard certain sisters, and then the sister went and blackmailed them and said that when I was in his room, he wanted to rape me. Hope you know it's true. Yes. Never reward evil for help. We just read that evil will never leave you. Never. When somebody helps you, don't cause them pain and sorrow. Do you understand? If somebody has ever lifted you up, don't ever reward their input in your life with pain and sorrow. That is the way to relate with a helper. Number three, ensure that you play your part maximally, not to disappoint them or misrepresent them. Play your part maximally, not disappoint them or misrepresent them. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 3, Paul was talking about the people he recommended and talked about them. Just say for instance, there is a program in Auchi, and then Pastor Tom needs a minstrel. And then I say, well, you go on. I say, I have an anointed minstrel in Shekinah. Let her come and minister. Now, when you go on recommendation or on commendation, always give your best shot. Because the person that spoke for you or stood for you, his reputation is at stake. Do you know what I'm talking about at all? Once somebody helped you and then you are in a position, don't disappoint them. Because their reputation is at stake. They will not know you, but they will know him. Anytime he's bringing somebody, forget that was how you brought this person. It was the way he did. That was the, anybody that has helped you, make sure you represent them well. Are we together? Make sure you give your best. Somebody recommends somebody and bring you to you. Do them best. You know, I have a problem with some people that, especially people that do this handwork or skill work like that. In this period, I've had people that I had to send serious money to them to do work for me. And then you say 10 days in delivery. Because somebody recommended you, you say 10 days in delivery. And then I called you after 20 days, you say you are sorry because of this and this. 10 days have passed, you did not call. 7 days, you didn't call to explain. I was the one that called. Another I called, you say, okay, in the next, I'll send it tomorrow. Tomorrow, you didn't send it. 3 days again, I called. Say, I'm sorry. Think about that. You're not only affecting yourself, you are misrepresenting the person that sent it, that sent you. Oh, you're like, Papa, can you bring Papa to the front? You are misrepresenting the person that sent you. Come on, do you understand that at all? So anytime you're given an opportunity, never misrepresent. Praise the Lord. Number four. How to relate with helpers is stay in the boundary of help. Don't become demanding and parasitic. Somebody has said he will help you in XYZ. Stay in that boundary of help. Altogether, don't begin to say, I know you helped me the other time, but I have another problem now. And then you begin to make them cumbersome with your challenges. Am I making sense? Stay in the boundary of help. If the person says, I wanted to give you food, collect food and go. Don't say, thank you now. I thank you for the food you gave me. I want to tell you something. You know, my phone or my shoe. No, that would be wrong. You are taking undue advantage of the help of somebody. Once somebody has ever to help you help, stay in the boundary he has given you help. Are you understanding me? Are you getting wise at all? Stay in the boundary of that help. Don't become parasitic. There are people that you don't want, because how dare I even do this one? You know, I say, I want to come to your house. I want to stay in your house. Please help me. Be my helper. I don't have anybody to help me. Help me. Help me. No, it's wrong. You are taking advantage of the innocency of the help that was rendered to you. Stay in the boundary of that help. If I say, I'm going to help you pay your school fees is different from money alawi. Is it the same spelling? Is it pronounced the same way? Does it have the same meaning? Stay in the boundary of school fees. If I decide to give you alawi, that's a different case. Don't be calling that person and say, please, sir, I know you have paid my school fees. I know you have tried for me. Nobody will help me. But please, I need 10,000. You are wrong. You are not becoming extra, but he may have had a budget that monthly or this is the boy I'm going to do for you. What you are doing now is an extra burden on him. That is wisdom on how to relate with helpers. If not, they will not help you again. Are we together? Number five is contribute to their rising and well-being. When somebody has helped you, contribute to their own rising. Do you understand me now? Don't only receive help from them. There is something you can do to make them rise. Is that correct?
Is that correct? Mark chapter 5 verse 20 and then Esther chapter 2 verse 22. Mordecai, like I said earlier on, helped Esther to rise up. And when it was done to Mordecai to be destroyed, she assisted in his preservation. Hallelujah. Somebody has given you a job. There is something around him that you can do to help. Is that not true? Assist them also. Assist them. Assist them. Anybody that gives you help, he needs help in one area or the other. Hope you know that. And then sometimes you may be able, to offer those helps. Praise God. So always assist them in their uprising. Recommend them. Speak well of them. All together? Speak well of them. Speak well of them. And then also, when somebody helps you, keep confidential information confidential. Means, I want to tell you about somebody that's been helping me. Do you know, Pius, that guy has money. In this house, he doesn't want to show himself. He has been the one helping me. What I'm doing is, I have given a secret to Mint, or I told Mint an information he didn't know. So, unconsciously, when the next time is passing, or when he's discussing with Pius, we just chip in something. He says, the way I'm calling you, I wish somebody can help me. He'll be saying it stylishly. Is that not true? Yes. When somebody has opened up his capability to you, he has shown you this is the way he is, this is what he can do, and then you know that he has money. That is not an information to make public. Keep confidential information what? Confidential. Somebody want to help you and then told you his life story. And then now after the meeting, say, ha, I did not oppose to even this. And he's preaching like this. You're not wise. Somebody has helped you and given you confidential information. Keep it confidential. Do you know what I'm talking about? Somebody put you in his car and took you somewhere. Keep every information that should be confidential, especially of a helper. Don't discuss it with a second party. Unconsciously, you will close the door. Praise God. And then finally, is give them tokens of appreciation. In Luke chapter 17, verse 15 to 18. Do you know what I mean by token of appreciation? Somebody has given you has opened a contract for you and you got 15,000 naira in that contract. Wisdom demands you send a recharge card to that person. True or false? Is it true? You are not answering me. I recommended you to somebody and then you got a big job and then you got a serious money. Wisdom will tell you that you should send something to me. Is that not wisdom keys? Oh, it's not spiritual. That one is not spiritual. That is a door that will keep the door open. You know, my sister is a nurse. And she's telling me that they used to go on seminar. Then I told her, listen, to go in seminar, your boss has to pick your name and write your name. And then when you go for seminar, they pay you. You get the money. Is it not true? I told her, if you come back from that seminar, buy something from her, for her. From where you are going, or when you come back, buy something and take it to her to appreciate him, to appreciate her. Hope you know the boss will always write her name in every seminar. Is it true? Every seminar, her name is number one. That is the way to relate with people that are helping you. There should be a token of appreciation. Somebody that recommends 15 people or 5 people for Vicky to sew clothes for them, and she made 30,000 naira. It doesn't take her 3,000 naira to buy a material and sew for the person free of charge. Will you think the person will send more people to her? He will. So always have a token of appreciation to help us. Anybody that has helped her help to any area, help them. Have a way to say thank you. They will always mention your name. Always. Praise the Lord. Now finally, and then we close. How do you activate the ministry of helpers? Number one most important way is to walk in your purpose. 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 26. Walk in your purpose and helpers will be there for you. How do you get that? You're going to say be in music, in ministry. You have people that will come and sponsor your recording. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You have people that will sponsor your concert. But let's say God has said, be in music and you say, me, I have passion for soul. I want to be, go to evangelism. You will drive your crusade truck yourself. You will go and search the altar yourself. You will be sweating yourself. Helpers will not be there. How do you know? Bible says, what are we reading? Verse 7, 10, verse 26. We're talking about when Saul was called and anointed as king. The Bible says, God touched, and Saul also went home to Gibeah. And there went with him a band of men. What happened? Whose heart God had what? Touched to follow. If you are in a purpose, God will touch somebody's heart to help you. I'm telling you. See what I'm talking about?
Walk in your purpose. When Moses walked in purpose, Aaron was there. Is that not true? Is that not true? Aaron and who were there to hold his hands up. So what God has told you, walk there. Somebody will come and help you. From nowhere, you will not even know where the person is, but people will come and help you. They will come and sponsor it. They will come and assist it. Most times, a sign that you are not where you should be is dryness of support. Is that not true?
Yes.
So you want helpers, because God will not help you to go to the Kina when he wants you to go to Ogorimagongo. Is that not true?
Yes.
Bible says, Jonah went to Tarshish and paid his fares. But when you decide to go God's direction, he will pay your fare. Do you understand now? He will send helpers to make you actualize that purpose. Walk in your purpose is the master key of activating the ministry of destiny helpers. There will always be people to help you when you are in your purpose. Number two way is obedience to divine instructions. In Luke 22 verse 35, when God gives you an instruction, obey it. Somebody will be there. There will be help. See, example, if God say, move to Port Harcourt and start Green Grass International Fire Ministry. Do you know what I'm talking about? If God sent you, that is a divine instruction. And then meanwhile, you're a banker here. You're doing well, you're a manager of UBA Bank. When you go there, there will always be help to you. Hallelujah. And he said unto them, when I sent you with that purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said what? Nothing. Any instruction. See, as if I'm another, just remember now. The stories he shared with us, April. So when God told him to go to evangelical field, somebody called him and said, every month, XYZ is entering your account. Is that not God? Do it easy for somebody to give you serious money every month? The money you have is not even enough for you. Is that not true? Is not easy enough?
Yes.
But by obeying there, if once you obey God's instruction, no matter how weird they look, God will raise somebody to help you. God will raise someone to help you. Do you know what I'm talking about? And then number three way is prayer. By prayer, you can pray and call for helpers. Psalm 72 verse 12. And then Psalms 20 verse 1 to 2. And then 2 Chronicles 20 verse 4. Psalm 72 verse 12. Psalms 20, 1 to 2. And then 2 Chronicles 20 verse 4. When you pray for helpers, they will come.
Ah.
Hey. Hallelujah. When you pray for helpers, they will what? Today we'll pray for them and they will come. And finally, acknowledge their helps in Romans chapter 16 verse 3. Romans 16 verse 3. And then let's have that on screen. Romans 16 verse 3. And then Romans 16 verse 9. Acknowledge their help. Acknowledge their help. Now, lastly, what does it say? Greet Priscilla and Aquila. What? Help us in what? Are you more than Apostle Paul? See, Apostle Paul had helpers. Is that not true? No, Jesus Christ had people that were always giving him money. The Bible said they were, is it Mark 8 verse 3? There are people that were giving him money always. And then verse 9 also, the same thing. Talking about helpers. Acknowledge their help. Salute Urban and our helper in Christ. Now, acknowledge that you need helper. Are you together? When you notice the first seven ways I told you, when you notice them, acknowledge them. Have you met people that are proud before and they feel like they don't need anybody? Have you met people like that? I can do it, oh man. I don't need anybody. I don't need any input. They will never rise far. They will never go far. Hallelujah. So acknowledge for their help. And then the last one is a good one. Job chapter 30 verse 13. Job 30 verse 30. Verse 13. Hallelujah. They mind my path. They set forward my calamity. They have no helper. Hallelujah. Don't worry. We'll have that text at the end. Praise God. Now see, another way of activating helpers is you being of help to somebody. Do you understand? If you want money for masters, look for somebody in secondary school, in a government secondary school that doesn't have money and you can pay a school fees and pay a school fees. Somebody will come and pay your own. Do you believe? Dr. Paul Elenche said when they were building the Glory Dome, the roofing of Glory Dome alone can buy 2 airplanes. Do you understand? He said that what they were doing as a church was they'll go for a small church that is building a 5,000 capacity and say, how much is your roof? And then they'll roof it for him, roof it for them. And they'll go and say, how much is your roof? He said, that was what they were doing.
So when they were building the glory dome, they'll go to a small church that they are building. How much your building cost? And then they'll build it for them. And then they'll pray, Lord, I'm doing it for them, do my own. That was why he built that structure debt free. If you go there, let me give you one example. That seat, that church carries 1,000 people. And the chairs that are there are banquet chairs. One banquet chair is 8,000 naira. So multiply 8,000 times 100,000 first. The foundation alone, he said, can buy 2 airplanes. That's what we could not see. When you go to the structure, you will know that it is bigger than National Stadium. If Nigeria will do that project, it will be a 70-year project. Definitely, a 70-year project. The National Stadium is 30,000 capacity. That is 100,000 capacity. But they did it debt-free. In the midst of dollar escalation. And they were paying in naira. You think it's not God? So you, what do you want? You want a car. And you can afford money for a bicycle. Buy a bicycle for somebody. Do you understand? You want a suit, but you can buy a second-hand fine shirt for somebody. Buy the shirt for somebody and your suit will come. Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that word shall he reap. One of the greatest lessons I'm learning in this season that it is true that harvests are real. When you see somebody doing something or doing something, when you help them, when is your time, somebody will help you. It's like that. So offer help to somebody that you can help. When somebody cannot subscribe his phone and you have the ability to subscribe, don't pretend as if you don't know. Subscribe for them. Very soon you need studio money and somebody will pay for you. You need somebody want to travel for something other, he doesn't have the money. You want plane ticket to Burkina Faso. Pay for the person. Somebody will pay for you. So when you offer help, you will what? Receive help. So what are the keys to activate destiny helpers? Number one is what? Work in purpose. Number two is what? Obedience to divine instruction. Number three is what? Prayer. Call for them. Acknowledge that your need for them and then offer help. And then I close. Now we have some counsel for you. Number one, don't forget that God is a real helper. Psalm 60 verse 11. But God will always help you through men. Is that not true? In all my biographies, like I told you, I am an ideal biographer. I've only read the story of one man that woke up and saw money in his room. Is that not true? Only one man. Have you ever read the story of somebody that woke up and saw money in his room? I've never heard a story of somebody like that. You have not heard of somebody like that. You have heard of somebody, okay, it's only one person. See, so today, if you hear that the devil say, God supplied our need. God supplied through men. Is that not true? Yes. God supplied through men. When you hear Bishop Oyedepo say that this tabernacle was built by God and God alone. God did it. And God did it through men. Are we together? Are we together? So always recognize that God is your true helper. And there is a way you can know who is your true helper. Should I tell you one secret? When you have a problem, the first person that comes to your mind is truly who you are trusting on. IBK, you need 20,000 now. And then you just start thinking about your mother. Your trust is on your mother, not on God. Do you understand? When you have a problem, the first person that comes to your mind is who your mind is on. It's not God. But when you have a problem, and now the first thing that came to your mind, God help me. That means your trust is on God. Now many of you will think you have faith, but truly you don't really have faith. You have confidence in your father, or there is somebody you know that, I remember those times, when I was SCC president, we would preach faith. God can do it. Miracles happen. God will supply, but I didn't have faith. I'm telling you, my brothers. Because unconsciously, when the need is announced, I'll call my parents, I'll call somebody, I need this money, and then they will send the money. I didn't trust God. And the way God said, when you start ministry, you don't do X, Y, Z. It got to a point that once I need 10 naira, the only person I can look up to is God. That was when I started building my trust and confidence in God. Now today, if I need any money, there's nobody I can think of. My mind has been trained, it's God that is my trust. So you look up to God, fix your mind on Him. Don't be thinking of Uncle Sikenu or Uncle Temitokwe or Uncle something like that. No. Let your mind be on God. And do you know something strangely? I've noticed that the people I always expect will help me, they'll never give me. Has that happened to you? Yes. I'm telling you. The people, when I started this church, there are people that told me, start, we are your sponsors. Till today, today's what? 8th of November. We have not received 5 naira. 5 naira from them. And when I started, I will open account number. The first thing I did was to send my account number to them. Till today, I speak under God. I have not received 5 naira from them. God intentionally made them not to give you, because sometimes some closed doors are from God. Because there are people that when they help you today, tomorrow, they will tell the world, I was the one that did this and this. Hope you know that. There are some helpers that you may not know why God, that person is not giving you something. It was the one that God is the one making him not to give you. Because God knows that if tomorrow, because there's a way. Just imagine if somebody was the one that built Glory Dome or something like that, something like that. Oh, in the early days of Dr. Paul and Nature, there was somebody that was always helping, and then the person is proud. Today we're going on media and say, look at him. That time I used to give him this. That time I used to give him this. You know what I'm talking about? So those people like that, God will make sure they don't give you. Because God is somebody that likes taking the glory. He's a jealous God. He likes when your life comes out, the only person you have, you know, Frank Edwards. How many of you know Frank Edwards, right? He said that there was a time he wanted to fly out of the country when he was looking for US visa. So he tried his best. He went and spoke to the consul of America. Took a letter from the governor of Lagos to the place. He went and met all the connections he had in the world. It did not work. You see that one day he went and met the consul himself, and then right in the embassy, they wrote a letter, go to the next room and collect. When he went there, the person says, she's not giving him. Then he said, one day he was just in his room, he was even tired. Then he just woke up and joined the line like the rest. And he got the visa. So God was trying to tell, because if you got it through door, that means you'll be saying they are the one that took him there. God wanted to let him know, I am the one that took you there. So sometimes when some doors are not opening to you, calm down, discern well. It's not every closed door that is the devil. Some closed doors are intentionally by God. Sure, bro. Some closed doors are what? Intentionally from God. So don't be angry at that uncle that's not giving you money. Don't be angry at that person that his hand is like arrow that gum. Hallelujah. Sometimes it can be God. And then also learn to record helpers. In 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 12. When somebody has helped you, don't forget them. Do you understand me now? Don't quickly, there is a book by that called Miss Bishop Dacre Mills, Those Who Forget. When you forget what people do for you, you can easily take them for granted. Is that not true? Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of the place what? Ebenezer. That's why we call that word. Saying hitherto had the Lord helped us. When somebody helped you, I have a way of writing the name of people that used to give me money, something like that. But when I carry it, it reminds me of them. I say, Lord, they must reap their harvest. It will remind me that this person has been a blessing to your life. Don't forget people that has overhelped to you. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? Don't forget them. Always keep them in your heart. Who will you bless? There are people that tomorrow, I must bless them. Because I remember the things they did for me in the past. Some people can easily forget, but can easily remember you didn't do something. Some of, there are people that have done a lot of things for you in your life. In your secondary school, your university, your campus president, he was the one that activated a particular gift. He was the one that showed you XYZ. He was the one that, but now you don't even know his name. Some of you don't even have their numbers. Is that true? Should be able to have their numbers, keep in touch, remember it. And then when you rise, these are people that you should bless. Are we together? Come on, are we together? Yes. Always remember them and then always reward them. And then learn not to close doors of relationship. When you wait, let's say tomorrow today, let's say like Moyo is sadly traveling tomorrow. The door of relationship between the two of us will remain closed. Open. I say, Jesus name, I review here. It should remain open. Is that not right? Don't learn how to close doors of relationship. Out of anger, you tell the person, I wash you clean. And then you say all you need to say and then delete the person's number. One day you may need the number. One day you may need the person again. Learn to keep doors of relationships open. Do you understand me now? Don't always blast, don't always close relationship in a negative way. Like people are living in family house, it's not this way, I will tell them this week, I won't take nonsense. And then they leave family house with a lot of trouble and a lot of alutas. They leave family house torturing the 7 people. Papo, it's not true. People behave like that. And then tomorrow you'll be in Port Harcourt looking for a hotel. Just imagine if I go to Port Harcourt now. What will I do? You should know what I do. What will I do? Eh? Say, let them be what? What are the people? Where are you going? Let you where you are. The book. It should be booked before I arrive there. Is that not true? Uzo is also from Port Harcourt, right? Is it Imo? Where? Imo, right? Hey, Imo, I've not forgotten. I'm keeping the names when I'm in that city. I'm in your city. I need somebody to pick me at the airport. Would you come and pick me? The way you're not answering, that means you're not come. Would you come and pick me? Eh? You will. But imagine if we end our relationship in Aluta in trouble. When I think about you, I will be able to pray you will not even see me in that city. Two of us. Yes. Keep doors of help open. Always don't end the relationship in trouble. And I believe God will help you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, how many of you got something? How many of you got the knowledge first and the understanding? Now, I want to pray for you. Now, we have only received 3 or 4 testimonies from last Sunday this week. Now, this is practical help. Practically. Strange help. Somebody will practically arise to help you. Do you understand me now? Now, I told you to bring things for prayer. Is that right? Your vision. Now, bring everything that is your plan and vision that you need help from and lift it up. 2 Chronicles chapter 26 verse 15. Now, I've been reading a lot of scriptures. You have to be very, very fast here. Yeah? Receive the grace to be fast. 2 Chronicles 26 verse 15. Yes, 15. Hallelujah. Now, let me read all the scriptures. Prof, write the scriptures that you should be reading. Let's be on our feet already. Praise God, Lord. 2 Chronicles, prove that the scriptures that you will just be queuing them together. 2 Chronicles 26 verse 15, Psalms 42 verse 5, and then Psalms 70 verse 1. Have you written that? And then Revelation chapter 12 verse 16, and then Joshua chapter 1 verse 14, and then 1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 1. You two are slow? Where are you? Revelation 12 verse 16, and then Joshua 1 verse 14. And then 2 Kings chapter 14 verse 26. Now let's read. 1, 2, 3, go. Now this first 3 scriptures we'll be reading are scriptures that have to do with help from God directly. Hallelujah. You know, yesterday I was with Minister David, David, and then we were talking. I just fell in love with him. I just like the kind of mindset. I said, no, this guy needs this sound. I have to send him a message to be here. And I believe you have a testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the Bible says, and he made in Jerusalem what? Engines. This was the first time it's always captured in scripture. Invented by cunning men. You have cunning men around you. To be on the towers and upon the bulwarks. To shoot arrows and great stones with that. And his name spread far abroad. Now, let's read the next statement. For what? He was marvelously helped till he was strong. Is that a powerful scripture? He was what? Marvelously helped till he was strong. Marvelous help is coming your way. In the name of Jesus Christ. Marvelous help. See, we are already praying. I must not be shouting fire before I am praying. Leave those things in your hand or those lift them up. Hallelujah. Everything you are trusting God for help. Marvelous help. In the name of Jesus. Mind-blowing helps. Unexpected quarters. Undeserved quarters. They will be there until you become great. In the name of Jesus. I declare from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. From your dialect, from where you are from where you are going to. From the country and beyond the country. Help right for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 70 verse 1. Hallelujah. Psalm 70 verse 1. Oh, Psalm 42 verse 5. Anyone? Where's Prof? Once we finish reading my scripture, just put the next one. Psalm 42 verse 5. Okay. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Hallelujah. Help on time is very beneficial. Do you know that? Help on time is what? Very, very beneficial. Now lift up those hands and those expectations. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for these people that Lord, timely help. Write for them in the name of Jesus Christ. When you need help at the right moment, at the right time, you will not wait until when you are almost broken before help comes from you. From the moment you need help, people will run to help you. In the name of Jesus. Help quickly. In Jesus' name. Psalm 42 verse 5. Hallelujah. Why are thou cast down, O my soul? Many of you are having a lot of depressive tendencies, a lot of thoughts. Hallelujah. Now I'm done with NYC. I'm done with a lot of life. Don't know the way, the direction of the life you go to. Anytime you are cast down, O my soul, why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of what? His countenance. You will always smile. Hey, ayalama lakatea. Help from God that will make you perpetually smile. In the name of Jesus, I curse depression. I curse the roof of depression. Lack of helpers will make you depressed. But no, there will be people that will be around to succor you. Hey, I am a man like a barakatea. Shkapate, lapa. In the name of Jesus, anytime you are down and saddened, may there be people that will be there to help you. In the name of Jesus. Revelation 12 verse 16, yes. Revelation 12 verse 16, the Bible says, and the earth helped the woman. That means even nature and creation can offer help. Is that true? When you are about to have an accident, the road can puncture your tire before the accident venue. Hope you know that. Is that not help? Come on, is that not help? When there is something bad happening somewhere, you can be delayed before you reach there. That's why I say to you, when it will crash, you will not enter. And when you enter, it will not crash. When it will crash, you will not be there. And when you are there, it will not crash. Many people will try, it may not work. But when you come, have you ever been stranded before? You took back to ATM and people have been withdrawing for the ATM and the ATM was not paying them. And then you slot in your ATM and it paid you and then the next person didn't pay him. Have you seen that kind of thing before? Yes, I've seen it before. That is strange help. The ATM is cooperating to help you. Do you understand what I'm talking about? May everything that you work together, like, if you have a machine, I have somebody, Mega Inc, he is into print. He bought machines in millions. At least you know Mega Inc, Power should know Mega Inc. He was the one that SSA were using before. And then there was a time that the machine was not working, always having problem, taking money away from him. The machine can work, that there will not be problem for 2 years for your good. Hope you know that. Is that not true? The machine, if you are into driving anything, that vehicle will work, that it will never carry nail. The engine will cooperate. Everything about it, you will never spend money on that vehicle. I declare over the works of your hands that they cooperate to help you. That they cooperate to your rising. Help from nature in the name of Jesus. Joshua chapter 1 verse 14. Joshua 1:14, or anyone of 2 Chronicles 12 verse 1. Joshua 1:14. Hallelujah. Palata palata kapata la katia. Helps are coming. Kilabayana mana. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren, armed all the mighty men of value and help them, of valor and help them. People will cross the line to help you. Hey, alapate katia. People. Will call you and be so interested in your destiny. Amen. You will share them your story and your vision and they will take it like their primary assignment. Amen. In the name of Jesus, Amen. People will believe in your vision. People will believe in your calling. Amen. I command their spirit to hear your voice. Amen. Anyone that is supposed to pay attention to you, everyone that is supposed to help you, buy a something for you, recommend you, speak for you, may they not be silent when they should speak for you. May they not be silent when they should recommend you. May they not close their eyes to help. I kill, I curse every wicked helper. Somebody that is doing evil in your life, there is somebody helping them. Everyone helping perpetrators of evil, we curse them. We cut off their source of supplies in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we declare help for your people. Strange help. By the time we'll meet next Sunday. In fact, before Sunday, I will get calls. Suddenly, strangely, XYZ called me. Suddenly, strangely, I was recommended. Suddenly, strangely, this door opened. Suddenly, strangely, and the wisdom to keep the doors open, I make it possible for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. All of you will testify so long as you believe. See that, as many people that believed, it happened last Sunday. That's all right. Now, this Sunday is a greater level. You help us. You will never be stranded alone. If you are ever alone, it's because you wanted to have a retreat. But people will always surround you. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, let's take our offering. And then I'll pray and then we'll close. Praise God. I declare, as you have helped this ministry by giving, people will help you in your own endeavors in the name of Jesus Christ. Why are you saying the amen as if you are buying amen? Hey, hey, praise God. Father Lord, I declare that your hand will not draw down to beg or to want in the name of Jesus Christ. You will never be a borrower. You will be a lender in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that more jobs. Well, all of you that are into handwork, let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I call for contract. Hey, people will choose them for no reason. People will pick you for no reason. I call for contract this week. In the name, as we are stepping in from today, contract in your direction. For no reason, people will look for you. And then when you get those doors with this wisdom, those doors remain open. You will testify in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, many of us are living out now. At least all of you should be able to have the church account. Is that not true? Now, I wanted to, can you put the church account on screen? Praise the Lord. Now, you may be saying, where would I have money to start transferring? Just, you know what, something? I just renewed my driver's license 5 years. Do I have a car? I don't even have a machine. But what you do is you do things in faith. You know, now I have license. When God give me a car, I'm ready. Do you understand the kind of things I'm talking about? I didn't have money to open a current account, but I opened it and I collected a check. I am ready to sign millions. That's the way you live your life. Live in faith. Go to the bank and ask them. I've asked them, how do you open a foreign account before? They say you need dollars. I say, that's why I've not opened a foreign account. So I will have opened it. Make the atmosphere conducive for the blessing before the blessing comes. Go and get a driving license in case you are trusting God for a car. You are not serious. God, you are not serious. You don't have a driving. If I give you a car, how will you drive? Go and pack it and go looking for a driving license for another 3 months. Get the license. Let the license be waiting for the car to land. Open and have a check. When you have a check, that means you are not collecting. You cannot sign a check of $10,000 or something. Are you crazy? You are signing a check. It's serious money. Is that not true? So I collected the check. I was ready. I am ready for serious money in the account. I have priced lands in local jail before. I didn't have money. If you carry me up and land on the ground, no money for land. But I've priced land before. So that when the money comes, you'll be ready. Is that not true? So that's why you must have account number. Don't say you don't have money now. Be expecting the money. A day will come when thief will follow you if they see your offering to church. That means you'll be paying it through transfer. You don't believe. You want to be persecuting 20 naira every Sunday for the next 5 years? How many of you want to be persecuting 20 naira? There are people that they say, give your neighbor your offering and let's go home. And you start down close to a beautiful downstairs. I had that happen in one church in Abuja that the pastor said that today God has said we should be a blessing to our neighbor. So leave up your offering when everybody is there. Now give your neighbor your offering. Oh boy. Yeah, true life story. So that today we are not blessing the church, bless your neighbor. Just imagine you are in IBK before and then your offering was not one persecuted 5 naira. And they say, give your neighbor. And then you don't have another neighbor from IBK. And she has already seen your hand up. What will you do? You will never be in that class in the name of Jesus Christ. You will grow. You will pay offerings in POS. Yes. You will pay offering in tithe. Amen. You will pay your offering in USSD. Amen. If you are paying offering in USSD, that means you are blessed. Is that not true? Tell me, if you are paying offering by bank transfer, that means you are blessed. See, before you give to God, you have always been blessed. Anytime you give to God, it's because of the abundance of what He has given you. None of you is permitted to be broke. Amen. Father Lord, I pray over their offering that they will not drop down to beg or to want. In the name of Jesus Christ. You can cast your offering in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.